The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 243.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal woman on the show today. She is a certified image consultant, and you know, I'm just excited to have her on and share her story with us on self-confidence and the tips she's going to share. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Veronica Yeo. Veronica, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me all the way from Singapore. Well, I'm a certified image consultant. I'm trained and certified in Melbourne, Australia. Currently, I'm running a Veronica Yeo Academy, formerly known as A Royalty Image, since 2010. I'm also a master's degree holder in International Human Resource Management, conferred by Edinburgh Napier University, with 20 over years of professional HR experience from local company, SMEs, and MNCs.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that info. And Veronica, what's your cultural background?
Well, basically, I grew up in a pretty poor and very traditional Chinese family. My family cannot afford to send me for further education, so I had to work my own way to where I am today without any support from my family. In fact, it took me about, in total, 16 years to get my master's degree.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that you shared that info because some people, you know, kind of quit after like the first year, but, you know, you just kept on going until you got to that goal. So, which is great because you just knew what you wanted and you just kept on going. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I always tell my client and my students, you know, you can change your image and change your life literally, which is what happened to myself. You will never have a second chance to project the best first impression. So I think first impression is very, very important. Coming from a human resource management background, I have interviewed thousands of people in the 20 over years that I'm working. And I realized that maybe in Singapore, I'm not sure about in other places, you know. In Singapore, a lot of the applicants are not dressed for the occasion, for the interview occasion, you know, dressed to impress, to get the job. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, like the quote, change your image, change your life, because it really starts with how you see yourself and how you want to portray yourself into the world. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I guess everyone defined confidence differently. For me, my self-confidence was at my peak, you know, when I got the master's degree. And of course, when I was crowned Mrs. Heritage International in Nepal last year, it gave me a boost in my confidence as well to do what I'm going to do. And I think confidence comes naturally with success, but success comes only to those who are confident.
I like that definition, you know, and I always believe like confidence is, you know, the key to success, right? You got to have that confidence to do whatever it takes to live the dream life that you want. And, you know, it's not always easy. You know, sometimes we're going to go through obstacles, but, you know, it helps us become a stronger person and to keep moving. So love that definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I was an ordinary working mother. I have 4 children. Well, I literally have no time for myself back then. And I have a family business to run, the kids growing up, you know. I have no time for myself. I have no direction of where my life is heading. Yeah, and that was what happened before I discovered my self-confidence, yes.
Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, yeah, sometimes, you know, especially as being a working mother, we have all these excuses, right? It's like, I have no time. I don't know what to do. I got kids. And, you know, success is just you either make it happen or make excuses. And, you know, I always believe if one person can do it, you can do it too. And what was that point in your life when you realized you can be the person that you are today? What was that aha moment?
Well, I think I was going through a difficult period, a period where my marriage was on the rock, so to speak. And that was when I realized that I could have neglected my own image and my look that is affecting my marriage. So I think that was the moment that really waked me up to really do something about it. Yes.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, sometimes it might have to take, you know, a situation like your marriage to realize, you know, it's just time to change things and just go ahead and do it. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Well, when I successfully lost 10 kilograms back then and I changed my image, I changed my own life. I was approached by a pageant organizer on the road, you know, to join Mrs. Singapore. And as they say, everything else is history.
Awesome. I love that. You know, and I know what it's like to lose, you know, like 10 kilos is a lot. And even like if you lose 5-10 pounds, like it really is life changing. You know, you see yourself in the mirror and you see a different person, right? You're healthier, your skin gets better. You know, it's just like this wave of confidence just comes to you. And it's the greatest feeling in the world. And so I can totally relate to you, because I remember, you know, joining like a fitness boot camp and it like totally changed the way how I saw myself. It's like, wow, I didn't realize that I could achieve the body that I wanted. And, you know, it's like I said, it's the greatest feeling ever. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence or be in a similar situation. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, I guess I would tell them, do not be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. And because the more uncomfortable you are, the more you will grow. Well, it's not about who you know, but who knows you. You know, this is what my number one business coach, JT Fox, likes to say when he's coaching us. So no matter what happened, I would say get up, get dressed, and get yourself out there. You know, meet the right people, look the right way, and you know, say the right things. Oprah Winfrey also said that you are responsible for your own success. Don't expect anyone to come and hold or help you. So if you want to be, you know, for example, a successful manager, you have to at least look like one and behave like one, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, it's kind of like they say, fake it till you make it. And, you know, some people have a, you know, bad connotation to it. But, you know, if you want to be that, like you said, that successful manager, you have to kind of fake it until it kind of attracts to you and comes to you. So I totally love the tips that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Well, Veronica Yeo Academy website is just veronicayeo.com. It's under construction. It should be ready in the next few days. So hopefully I can see every one of you online then.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you wanted to connect with Veronica, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Veronica's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I really just want to thank Veronica for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me online.
It was an honor to have you on the show and share your story. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.